Yep, it's a great time now to take steps to make sure you and your family stay safe and to keep the heat on and appliances operational when you need them the most. And we can talk a little bit about what you can do outside your home. You can clear snow and ice from your intake and exhaust vents. Keeping those vents clear can help avoid carbon monoxide buildup and operational issues with appliances. Make sure your gas meter is clear and visible at all times, so it's accessible for maintenance or if we need to get to it in the event of an emergency. And this is a big one. Don't let snow completely cover the meter, and don't use a shovel or hammer to hit the equipment to break up snow or ice buildup. You know, we're looking at some potential pretty big snowfall totals here, and we just want to really remind people about that one. If you need to clear it off, maybe try using something softer and gentler like a broom.
And I guess, like we say, now's the time to do it before it starts snowing, so you're not having to, in the midst of the storm, look for a lot of this stuff. Know where these things are, and know what you need to do.
That is very true. It's always better to prepare sooner rather than later. You know, we all know it's stressful, like leading up to events like this, because we know something is coming. We don't know what it's going to look like. So now is the time to prepare, especially when you're talking about working with natural gas appliances, your meter, things like that.
So what about inside your home?
First thing we can say is use space heaters with caution. If you do need to use one, put it on a hard level surface and keep it away from anything flammable at least 3 feet. Make sure all your appliances and heating equipment are inspected and operating properly. And this is a big one too. Don't use a stove or oven as a source of heat in your home. Those are designed to heat food and should only be operating with the door closed. And don't burn charcoal or run a generator inside an enclosed space.
What do you suggest as far as whether it's a potential gas leak, carbon monoxide?
And this is very important, potentially life-saving information. So it's important that if people think they smell that rotten egg odor of natural gas, that smell is injected into the natural gas as a safety mechanism. So if you smell that and you think there may be a leak in your area, stop what you're doing, leave the area immediately, and then call 911. You can also call our emergency number. That's the Columbia Gas Emergency Line at 800-544-5606. But it's very important that people take those steps right then and there.
And boy, and this isn't, if you have any concerns or think that it's happening, don't wait on this kind of thing. This is, you know, obviously is deadly.
It can be. So if you and we hope that that never happens, but you know, it really is important to take those steps. If you smell that rotten odor of natural gas, rotten egg odor of natural gas, you know, that way you can get out of the way, out of potentially harm's way, and then you know, first responders and Columbia Gas can come check out the situation and see what's going on. And then also we can talk about carbon monoxide buildup. And carbon monoxide is an odorless, tasteless, non-corrosive gas that's created when fuels such as gas, wood, natural gas don't burn completely. So if you think that you have concerns about carbon monoxide buildup, or if you're experiencing symptoms, again, go outside immediately and call 911. Some of those symptoms can include headaches, dizziness, vomiting, irregular breathing, and feeling ill or tired at home, but you're fine when you're away. So again, if you think that there's some sort of carbon monoxide buildup going on where you are, leave what you're doing, leave behind what you're doing, leave the area immediately and call 911.
Yeah, like again, you don't want to fool around with this kind of thing, and all of this is it's kind of good to just kind of review this before a big storm.
Make sure you take time to have a plan, especially when it comes to those unique aspects of natural gas safety. Make sure you have the plan, you know what to do, practice that plan, and then you can be ready to put it in place when and if you need to. You can visit us at ColumbiaGasVA.com. We've got all types of safety information on there. And if you just go in the search box and type in winter safety tips, you should be able to find that information. Whenever you get through the storm, you're likely going to use more natural gas to keep you and your family safe and warm. And sometimes, you know, in the aftermath of things like those people's bills may go up just because you use more natural gas. And if it's hard for customers to pay their bills, we're here to help. We have a number of resources available when it comes to managing energy bills and paying down past due balances. People can call us at 800-543-8911 for more information, or you can again visit our website at columbiagasva.com.